People who bought Northern Dynasty Minerals stocks between December 2017 and November 2020 have until February 2nd to join the lawsuit as lead plaintiffs. Canadian-based Northern Dynasty is the parent company of the Pebble Limited Partnership, which has been promoting the mine to investors for more than a decade. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers last month denied Pebble a federal permit. It said that the project went against Clean Water Act guidelines as well as the public interest. The lawsuit holds that the company did not disclose to its investors that the proposed mine was contrary to the guidelines and public interest. The lawsuit also cites the secretly recorded Pebble tapes, which the Environmental Investigation Agency, an environmental group, released in September. In the tapes, Northern Dynasty CEO Ron Thiessen and former Pebble CEO Tom Collier say that once the mine went into production, the company planned to pursue a larger mine and extend its lifespan beyond what was being proposed. Because of that, it alleges Northern Dynasty misled the public and violated the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. That act is aimed at promoting greater transparency and requires that companies disclose relevant financial information. The suit claims that in doing so, Northern Dynasty artificially inflated its stock prices. It holds that had investors been aware of the situation, they would not have bought shares at that price or at all. Northern Dynasty declined to comment for this story. The months leading up to Pebble's permit denial were rocky for the company, and that was reflected in its stock prices. The suit claims that that damaged investors. When the Army Corps denied Pebble a federal permit at the end of November, Northern Dynasty stocks dropped almost 50% to 40 cents a share. As of today, they were at 34 cents a share. The next annual Northern Dynasty shareholder meeting is on December 17th in Vancouver. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.